remove the gag from your mouth. But can you promise not to scream? Nod for me, darling. Okay, I'll remove it and we can talk. It's okay. You're okay, darling. What happened that made you so upset? You're not telling me. Aww. Please, darling. Please tell me. Of course I care. I love you so much. I know you think I'm crazy, but I'm not. I truly love and care about you. And I really want to help you feel better when you're this upset. So please, tell me what's troubling you. You're scared. Oh, darling. It's okay. I'm here now. You don't have to be scared. You're scared of me. Well, that's upsetting. No, no. Please. Darling. It's okay. I promise. I already knew you were scared of me. I know this hasn't been easy for you. I took you here, in an unfamiliar place, keeping you tied up, and sometimes I've had to gag you. But you've been doing so well lately. You're even speaking to me more often. And when you're speaking to me, you're not just screaming insults like crazy or monster as much. And I want you to know that I'm really proud of how you progressed. I mean, I would prefer a little bit more progress. But look at how far you've come. Oh my, no, no, please, it's okay. You don't have to cry harder than that. I'm not mad at you, darling. Let you go? No, darling, I'm afraid I can't do that. Why? Well, it's because I love you so much, and sometimes we have to make hard decisions about the people we love the most. I had to take you here for myself because I couldn't risk anyone else taking you, darling. I need you. And ever since I brought you here, I've been so happy. It hurts me to see you unhappy. But unfortunately, this is the only way to make it work for now. Oh, I know, darling. You don't like being tied up. I understand. I really do. I know you probably don't believe me, but I do care about your feelings. I just can't untie you yet, darling. I need you. I just need you to love me and stay with me. You might say that do, but I see that look in your eyes. You're lying. I won't punish you for lying like that, because I know you're not yourself at the moment. But please don't try that again. Okay, darling? I'm happy you understand. You really are making a lot of progress. I know it's a bit scary being in here in this cold, dark basement tied to a chair. But I promise, once I can trust you not to scream or try to run away from me, I'll let you roam freely, unrestrained, in the house. You just need to hang on a bit longer. Do I believe that you love me? Well, I think you do deep down, but you're just having trouble with your feelings because you're a little bit confused. You're confused, probably because you don't think you should love me after I kidnapped you. Well, I personally don't think of it as kidnapping. I think of it as adopting you. But I know you think that I kidnapped you, darling. If I loved you, I'd let you go. Oh, darling. No. It's okay. I know you don't quite understand. I love you too much to let you go. And I think you're just starting to love me back. Why do I think that? Well, darling, like I said earlier, you're talking to me much more without being rude. You've also been more willing and cooperative with eating. I had to force feed you a few times at the beginning, and now you just eat the food willingly. You even seem to enjoy my cooking, and that makes me so happy, since I practice so much for you. I practiced your favorite recipes for a long time before I brought you here. You're still crying? It's okay, darling. I promise you. It's okay. I'm not mad at you, darling. What was that? You're worried I'd hurt you. Darling, I'd never hurt you. You're just too sweet to be hurt. If anyone tried to hurt you, they'd get hurt by me. I know it's a bit hard to believe, but you have nothing to be afraid of. I would have never even thought or think about hurting you. Remember when you tried to escape that one time? I didn't hurt you then. I don't believe in corporal punishment. All I did was stop cooking your favorites for a week. Listen, darling, how about this? I'm going to cook one of your favorites for dinner tonight. I know you like it when I make pasta. I love catching that adorable smile that you give when I bring pasta for you, even if it disappears pretty quickly. Oh yes, I've noticed your smiles. No. Don't feel embarrassed, darling. It's okay. Look. I know you're still a bit shaken up and scared of me. But you don't have to be. I know that fear isn't easy to change, but I promise you, it will soon. You see, eventually your fear of me will be a distant memory of the past. Let me hug you again, darling. I'm so proud of you for telling me that you are scared. I promise I'll do whatever it takes to gain your trust, darling.